listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. If you haven't caught on already, what a blessed Sunday we have here. And my, oh my, can I tell you guys how absolutely blessed I feel to be sharing this moment with you. Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Guys, we have such a special show for you today. If only you knew who is in the studio with us. We're not going to tell you yet, because it's just such a surprise. We'll tell you now. Dr. Michelle, how you doing? Thank you so much for coming on the air with us. What a pleasure. What a blessing.
Thank you.
To say the least.
Wonderful to be here,
Dave. How you doing today, Doc?
I'm great.
Yeah?
I love watching you warm up for your show. And I love you getting into your intro music.
Thanks,
you are,
Doc.
You guys should see him. He's amazing.
Oh, you get out of here. Doc, you're amazing. Well, actually, I just start to dance a little bit. We got to get get blood moving.
Yeah.
How are you going to have a good radio show if you don't dance before?
That's for sure.
I don't know. That's my question. Yeah. Well, ladies and gents, we are broadcasting from our beautiful studio in space. And we, from space, can see you floating on a big rock. And can I tell you how good you look from space? I'm just messing around. Guys, oh, wow, do we have a show lined up for you. For those of you who don't follow the Gregorian calendar, today is indeed the 30th of December 2012, meaning that tomorrow is the 31st of December 2012. Therefore, tomorrow is New Year's Eve. For those of you that are just so caught up in your schedule, it's New Year's Eve tomorrow. Oh, number one, be safe. Number two, what we're going to be talking about today is New Year's resolutions, but not just the silly old New Year's resolutions. Oh, I want to quit smoking. Oh, I want to lose weight. Oh, I want to get a new dog. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat. We're not just going to be talking about any old New Year's resolutions today. We are going to be talking about the science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't.
Mm-hmm. That is a science, isn't it?
Bam! That is exactly what it is, Doc. It says it, It says it in my mind. It says it on the book the books that we all read.
Yeah.
I'm just messing around. By the way, guys, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful opportunity for you is to go out and pick up a book on the science. Now, please write this down, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. The science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't. Now, let me just throw this out here for listeners out there that are thinking to themselves, well, that's not a science. It doesn't involve a beaker. Well, let me tell you what beaker this involves. The beaker it involves is your head. Your brain is the beaker in this scientific experiment. Ladies and gentlemen, what we mean by the science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't is the idea behind that thoughts are things. The idea behind what you think is what you get, what you put out is what you get back, blah, blah, blah. If you listen to the vibration station, you're familiar with the philosophies and the ideas. If you don't and you're a first-time listener, shame on you and listen to the...
I'm just kidding, man.
I'm totally kidding. Listen, okay. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. We love you unconditionally. And make sure to fasten your seatbelt. No, but really, what the idea is, it's that we as human beings have been blessed with the opportunity of creating our realities. And what we mean by that is it is indeed a science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't. Therefore, the idea is we're just going to lay this down, then we're going to move on to a little bit more in depth behind what exactly we're talking about and how to apply it into your new year. So, you think good, you get good. You believe in yourself, you say to yourself, oh, I am beautiful, I am abundant, I am healthy, I am happy, I easily manifest and create the things that I want, need, and desire without fail. You keep reminding yourself that every single day, and that will happen. For example, there are negative feelings, negative vibrations, things that, for example, if you feel disappointment, loneliness, lack, sadness, confusion, stress, anger, hurt, these are what you will attract. These are what you are experiencing because that's all you're allowing yourself to experience. It's super simple. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. Do you know what I mean? It's simpler than that. That's something you need to learn. This, ladies and gentlemen, is something that is instinctual. This is not something that you can, well, you can absolutely teach yourself how to tune it and how to work with it, but it is inevitable whether you know about it or not. It's vibrations. Now, if you're thinking joy, love, excitement, abundance, pride, comfort, confidence, affection, happiness, joy, love, laughter, all of these things, that is what you will get. That is what you will attract. And that, indeed, is what you will experience. It is inevitable. Every single moment you have a mood or a feeling, right?
Yep.
You are expressing something. You are giving off a vibration. You're giving off an energy, right?
Yeah.
And that energy, the way that that energy reacts with your surroundings, see, and Doc, what do you think about this? Now tell me if I'm going off the deep end, or tell me if you think I'm onto something.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Here's a scenario. There's a dear friend of yours, right?
Yes.
And this dear friend accidentally breaks,
Okay. Shatters. Psychologically?
No.
Oh.
Physically.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
Your brand new, right?
Yes.
Plasma screen TV.
Oh, no.
How does this happen?
Oh, my God.
How does this happen? Well, a friend's helping you move, right?
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Thank you, brother. Oh, you're the best, man. Helping you move. All of a sudden, he's putting it on the shelf. You guys are almost there. He goes, oh, be careful. He's placing it on the shelf. And all of a sudden, he loses his grip. It's all over the floor. You're mad. You're furious, man. You just paid like $2,000 for this plasma screen TV. Not to mention your friend doesn't have $2,000 to give you, and it was an accident. Yes. He feels like shit. He's in the corner. He goes, oh my God, man.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
But this is your plasma screen TV.
Yes.
What do you do, Doc? What do you, like, not you specifically, but what would the average individual do? Be like, shit, this is messed up. I can't believe that just happened.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, my plasma screen, bro.
That's normal.
Dude.
That's normal.
And then what's the friend going to be like? Oh, fuck, dude, excuse my French. I'm so sorry, man. I didn't mean to break your plasma screen, bro. I didn't mean to. Okay, well, where I'm getting with this, you're like, oh, Doc's like, let me answer the question. You've gone off the deep end. No, what I'm getting at is the TV broke, right? Now, in that moment of the TV breaking, this is your TV. Remember that. Now, in that moment of the TV breaking, there's nothing in concrete that says you have to be mad right now.
Right.
There's no experience. There's no nothing around you that is forcing you to get mad.
Right.
But it's you. What I'm saying is the only person that is getting you mad is you. It's not your friend's fault. You're like, dude, this is your fault. I'm so mad. Do you know how many times I've heard that from people?
Yes.
Do you know how frustrating that is?
That's one of the most common problems that I see in people.
It's your fault that I'm mad. No, no, sweetheart, it's not. It's your fault
people
that you're mad.
People don't take responsibility for their feelings, of having them in their actions and thoughts.
Right.
And that's a problem.
So
it's normal to be upset when someone breaks your
$1,000. It is. But what I'm talking about is the science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't.
Okay.
So, therefore, in that moment of your friend breaking your brand new $2,000 plasma screen TV, your first instinct is mad, anger, frustration.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do? Automatically, without fail, that puts more anger, frustration, and negativity into your field, into what you're experiencing, into your reality.
Sure.
Okay, listen, guys. This is the definition of what we're talking about. I attract to my life whatever I give my attention, energy, and focus to, whether positive or negative.
So did I attract my friend breaking my plasma screen TV?
Of course you did.
Ah! What? I didn't want that to happen.
Well, yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Can I tell you why you wanted it to happen?
I'd love to know.
Because there's some aspect of your construct, some level of your subconscious, maybe even your conscious mind, that asked for the universe to prove to you, to show you a lesson, to show you something. Now, whether that lesson is to understand not to get mad when your friend's breaking that TV, because only you can control the way that you feel. And if you see that your TV breaking actually is completely neutral, that is not positive or negative, and it is up to you whether you want to perceive it to be positive or negative, you are the master creator of your future in that moment. In that moment of when you decide to be angry, or when you decide to look at your friend and say, you know what, man? Thank you for doing that.
Oh!
I really appreciate that.
You're a little more advanced than I am.
No. Listen. No. This is called Dave's Good Vibration Station.
Yes.
Meaning it's a good vibration. What's a good vibration? It's a high vibration.
Yes.
So when we're working with these higher vibrations, we need to look beyond the ego construct. We need to look beyond, oh, that's my plasma screen TV that I worked for and I bought. No. Why is that such a blessing that your plasma screen TV just broke? Because that teaches you, and that's going to show you that in the very near future, because of the way that you looked at it, because of you opening up and being like, wow, thank you so much for that just happening. Universe, friend, I really appreciate the fact that even though this was a brand new plasma screen TV, it's okay. I'm happy that it broke because of the opportunities that are going to come in. Because of how much I put in to appreciating this TV. And because of how much money I worked for, right? There's energy behind the money that we work for, right? If we're sitting in an hour behind a desk or we're working for an hour, that's an hour of our energy that we've earned, and we get that through currency, through money.
Correct.
So that plasma screen TV has a lot of energy behind what it took to obtain it.
Right.
Unless you stole it.
And I, well, I didn't tell
and
you
And then
about
right,
that part.
Right there, we have a whole other idea behind attracting if you stole it. But go on, Doc, what were you doing?
But I wanted to watch my favorite TV show tonight.
Right, but you wanted to watch your favorite TV show tonight. Well,
my new plasma TV.
Well, what does that mean?
It makes me sad, and I have normal feelings of being sad.
Of course it does, but with that sadness, and because you want to watch your TV, that just means that opens up another opportunity for you to do something that you never would have done if you had that plasma screen TV.
Like?
Pick up a book. Oh, my gosh.
Well.
Oh, my gosh.
How dare
you? I'm reading this book.
I have to read a book? Come on. I have a PhD. I've read enough books. No, I'm kidding.
No. But what I'm saying is it's all the way. See, attracting things.
So it's the way you look at it.
It's the way you look at the situation.
Okay. I get it.
That's what I'm trying to say in the new year, guys, folks, ladies, gents, in the year 2013, in which we will be experiencing beautiful, miraculous, amazing things that we can't even perceive at this point in time, because it's so amazing. We really are. What I'm aiding towards is in this year of 2013, we need to understand that we are no longer just responsible for our actions, but we are responsible for our thoughts.
Yes.
And you've heard this before, the golden rule.
Mm-hmm.
Do unto others in what you wish done upon yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, in this rule, this means that there must be action taken, right?
Right.
Do unto others.
Yes.
As you would like done upon yourself.
Yes.
Well, this rule is ancient. Think upon to others as you would want thought upon yourself. It is just as powerful, if not more powerful. Thought is just as powerful, if not more powerful, than doing so. For example, when they say the golden rule, if I were to out of the anger in my heart.
Yes.
/ Dr. Michelle's tires.
Thank you.
Right? You're welcome.
For dropping your $2,000 plasma TV?
Yes.
I'll get back at her.
I got mad at her dropping my plasma TV, so I slashed her tires.
Oh, that's some bad karma, man.
Right? So, right?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is, in slashing her tires, right? In this act of anger, in this act of frustration, all I am doing for myself, right, is putting that out, is creating the exact vibration,
yes,
the exact amount of energy and frustration that I'm putting towards her. I'm actually putting towards myself, because the
right.
universe acts as a mirror. Now, what I'm
That's
saying.
Right.
With this new idea of do unto others, right, but no, think unto others, is...
Yeah.
Now, I can go and slash Dr. Michelle's tires, right? And she is obviously going to come back to her car and be devastated and be grumpy and be mad and upset. And, this
happened to me. Yeah, I have to wait for the AAA guy.
And
I think,
blah, blah,
who did this to me?
Right?
Why would someone do this to
what
me?
What have I done to deserve
exactly.
this? All of these different things,
And then
things,
I think,
right?
Aha, I dropped David's plasma screen TV. He came back to get me.
Exactly. And then that's when I get a knock on my door at 2 in the morning where Dr. Michelle has a machete and a shotgun.
No, I just have the cops with me.
I'm just kidding.
No.
So, the idea is that, right, so I do that, and that is what I attract for myself. And you know what? What I get in return for that, I will only find out in the future. And I feel that the vibration of having that anger and having that density in your consciousness is consequence enough.
Yeah.
Because it really is dense and it really is sad. But what I'm saying is, I could think now. Now, if I think about slashing Dr. Michelle's tires, right? In one reality, I've done it. Do unto others and what you want done to you. So I have chosen out of the anger of my heart because Doc dropped my TV to slash her tires. Now I have just created a reaction in which I am bringing that back to myself. Now what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are coming into an age of such understanding and such awareness that we need to think as if we are doing, meaning, instead of thinking these negative thoughts. Every time you think a negative thought, imagine you're doing that negative thought, and then see what kind of reaction that will bring you, and ask if that serves you. So if I think about slashing Dr. Michelle's tires, all of a sudden in my head, I get this deep regret.
Mm-hmm.
When I think about it, and I think if I were to go and slash Doc's tires, wow, how bad would I feel? All of a sudden, the vibration changes. All of
yes.
a sudden, the frequency changes.
Yes.
From thinking of one vibration, thinking one reality.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that guilt.
Right.
Did I perform the action?
No.
I'm sitting here in a studio thinking about slashing Dr. Michelle's tires, and I felt guilty. Am I performing that action? No. But if I were to perform that action, would I feel that exact same guilt that I'm feeling now? Yes.
Mm. Hopefully.
Well, yes. Exactly. If I'm feeling it when yes. I'm thinking it, I'm
yes,
going to
yes.
be feeling it when I'm
right,
doing
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
So by proving, I'm just trying to get a point across to you guys mm-hmm. to show you really how potent and how powerful your thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can think this and I can do it and I get the same feeling in my body, then how is it different? It's not. Now, if I think to myself and I'm thinking loving thoughts and I'm thinking to myself of healing, right? I'm looking at Dr. Michelle and I'm envisioning this bright, bright green, golden, bright blue light
Good.
Surrounding
oh, I like that.
Her head.
Thank you.
And her body. And I see these big golden wings, right?
Ooh.
Behind her. And I'm envisioning this.
Ah, nice. Thank you.
And I see, but she's in the studio. She's physical. It's not like she's dead and gone to heaven. She's right here with us. But in my head, I'm envisioning that she's golden and that she's all these colors and she's healing. Doc, how are you in the studio right now? Can I tell you, can I show the listeners what you're doing?
Yes.
Just in that 30 seconds that I said that, you had your eyes closed and a smile on your face and you were rocking back and forth.
Yes, I was very comforted by your description
now,
of how you saw me.
Did I color around you?
Yes.
No. Did I take crayons? Did I take Crayolas in that short 30 seconds and start coloring
oh,
around you?
No, your verbal
Did I start coloring colors around you?
No, no.
Did I force you upon to feel a certain way?
Felt good.
Did I say, Dr. Michelle, I'm going to force you to close your eyes and feel good?
No. I just naturally
no.
visualized what you were saying, which was really lovely.
Because I thought it.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't color colors around your head. I did nothing. I could have. You know what I could do, which is awesome? I could get Curlian photography.
Yeah.
I could go physically get Curlian photography and take pictures of your electromagnetic waves, and then you could see them. Right?
That would be cool.
But the point is, I don't have to.
Mm.
We don't have to. It affects you just as much by me thinking and by me saying, Doc, you have gold around you. You're green. You're light. You're health.
That's good,
all you
I
are.
I have a little cold right now.
Well,
so maybe you'll help me get over my cold.
Of course. You'll help yourself get over your cold by believing that I will help you get over your cold.
That's right.
So
it's all in the mind.
What I'm trying to say, people, for this new year, for this new transition into this wave of love, this wave of light, and writing this new way of reality, right?
Right.
We must understand that our thoughts are just as powerful as our actions.
Mm-hmm.
We need to become responsible for not only what we do, but for what we think.
Yeah.
And we need to test ourselves in proving ourselves, proving to ourselves that our thoughts are just as powerful, if not more powerful, than our actions. I want to hit on this one idea real quick, and then we're going to move on a little bit. I want to talk to Doc a little bit.
Okay.
Just because you're such a wonderful person.
Thank you.
You really are, and it's such a blessing to have you in the studio. I want to take a moment out of today's show before we move on. And for everybody out there, if you could just do yourself a favor, and you don't need to close your eyes, but take a moment and count your blessings. Count the things that you're thankful for. And the reason why we do this is because today's show is on attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't. And folks, when you close your eyes and you are thankful for the computer that you are listening to the show on, when you're thankful for the phone that you have in your pocket, when you're thankful for the carpet that your feet are sitting on, when you're thankful for the roof over your head, when you're thankful for the food that you ate this morning or that you're about to eat because it's nearing lunchtime, when you're thankful for the clothes that are on your back, when you're thankful for a nice, comfy bed to come home to every night, when you're thankful for the little things, your air conditioning, when you're thankful for your heater,
yes,
when you're thankful for your vehicle, and even if you don't have a vehicle, you should be thankful for a way of transportation.
Mm-hmm. The bus is good. Metro's good.
Right?
Yeah.
When you're thankful for that only $1 that you have in your wallet, you're thankful for that abundance. You're not thinking about, oh, I just have $1. No, 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 no. You're thinking about, wow, I'm so blessed to have this dollar. And I'm so blessed to know that there is much more where this dollar came from. Ladies and gentlemen, what we are actually doing when we are saying these things, when we are reciting these things for your consciousness, for your head, what we are actually doing is aligning frequencies and aligning the realities within your consciousness in which brings you more of these things which you are thankful for. For example, when you are so thankful and when you change your relationship to money, when you change your relationship to money and understand that money is a matter of thinking, that's when you can have as much money in the world as you want. That's when you can have as much of anything, anything in the world that you want. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking you out of the kindness of my heart and out of the kindness of your heart to yourself to take just one moment out of your day and count your blessings. Count the things that you're thankful for. Please.
Small that they may be.
Small that they may be. I'm thankful for this moment right now, sharing this with Dr. Michelle. I'm thankful for this studio in which I've been blessed to broadcast in. So thankful for this opportunity. I'm so thankful for the books that I am reading and learning from. I'm thankful for the crystals that I have, for just all these things. And it's just a matter of understanding that. I'm thankful for my family, my friends, the love that I'm surrounded with. I'm thankful for the clothes on my back, the slippers on my feet, and the pants on my legs. And I say slippers because I like to be comfy. And I think everybody else should be too.
Yeah.
Thank you. That is Dave's Good Vibration Station blessing of the day. I think it's important. And like I said, guys, the reason why we do that and the reason why we count our blessings is because it really is a science. It really is a science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't. And because we just did that right now, because we took that 1 minute and 30 seconds out of our day to count our blessings and to thank the things that we are thankful for, that will come back tenfold in the universe. You will be experiencing much, much greater degrees of abundance in all aspects, in all beautiful and positive aspects of your human experience. Right?
Right.
There's that. Doc, I'd like to move on to a new part, a new aspect of perceiving New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
I'd like to move on to a, yes, we've hit the science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't. We've been talking about that.
Yep.
We've been talking about how, if you're just tuning in with us now, that is the fundamentals of creating and living a life of happiness, joy, love, laughter, staying positive, staying bright. But we still are grounded. And what I mean by that is we are approaching a new year within the next 2 days. It will be the new year. But there's so many things that we are looking to change. Yes. Dr. Michelle.
Yes.
What are some of your New Year's resolutions?
That's a hard question. I think I would like to be more in the present.
Okay.
Less focused on the future worries.
Right.
I don't go into the past much. I'm more of a here.
Good.
So be more in the present.
Good.
Embrace what's going on around me.
Yes.
Do what you suggested, which I practice is, and I think this is an important part of it, is when we react negatively sometimes.
Right.
It's how we feel.
Right.
So it's not having an impulse to be negative.
Right.
It's about impulse thought, impulse thinking sometimes. But it's human.
Right.
So just to be more rational,
mm-hmm.
not to subdue my real feelings, but the more I feel positive feelings,
right.
the more I build neural patterns to reinforce more positive feelings.
Right.
The more I think negative feelings and am angrier, the more I'm reinforcing neural patterns to be angrier.
Exactly.
So the good thoughts, the good actions out into the universe, the helping others. Yeah. And being more physically active, taking better care of myself.
Yes.
You know, so I can enjoy life more.
Love
it. And love others and bring and help others.
Yes.
And that's I think just more of what I try to strive for.
Yes.
That's what.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it, Doc.
What are your resolutions?
Oh, well, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually ties into to why I asked you what mm-hmm. your resolutions were. And this is for the both of us, actually. I'll state my resolutions, and then I will state what point I'm trying to express.
Mm-hmm.
My resolutions are to just be more at one with who I really am. There's so much cloudiness. There's so many opportunities to get phased and constructed by bam, bam, bam.
Mm.
This going on, this going on, this going on. Got to make money. Got to make sure, you know, this person's happy. This person's happy. This person's happy. Got to make sure I'm happy.
Yeah.
All these different things. No, 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 no. That's all stupid. That's all silly. Don't worry about any of that. Come back to spirit. It's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
It's very simple. The less you think, the more you know.
Yeah.
The more you listen,
very
the
simple.
More you know. The more you understand, the more you let be, the more let be is let be. And it just is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it never ends. The more you give, the more you get. The more you give, the more you get. So I, in this New Year's, and just really coming back to spirit.
Yeah.
And realizing and recognizing what defines me as a person.
Yeah.
What defines me as a spirit and what defines me as a human being.
Yep.
Letting go of some of my ego holds or ego constructs.
Mm.
Understanding that no matter who or what comes in and out of my life, it is all perfect, it is all divine, and it is all right. And it is all a product of me and my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
New Year's resolution, exercise more.
Good for you.
Yeah, definitely.
You don't smoke anymore, do you?
That's interesting you said. I was just going to say I quit smoking.
Good for you.
Thanks, Doc.
That's hard.
No, it's not.
Well, I hear that it's quite difficult for many people.
Yeah, it is really hard.
Because nicotine is very addictive.
It is totally, totally
You're
difficult.
You're just trying to mess with me.
I'm just mad. Well, no, I'm not. I'm trying to show you that it's
Change
all the way
the
that you look at it.
That's right.
It's not hard.
True.
It is what it is.
Okay.
It's what you make it.
Yep. Okay.
I made it. Honestly, I thought it was going to be harder. I did.
Mm.
But I made it easy. I was like, I'm going to wean off. You know, I'll be okay. And then I'm just like, ah, I can't keep buying packs. I'm done. I'm just going to stop. It's
your
not
lungs
good for me.
Feel better.
They feel great.
You breathe better.
I do. So the point that I'm trying to get to is with having all these New Year's resolutions, and, you know, I'm sure that everybody out there mm-hmm. has a million New Year's resolutions that they just want to talk about. And you can, if you want to, you can email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. I love your guys' emails. I love them. I always get them.
It'd be interesting to hear what other people's resolutions
are. It would be
are.
Interesting to hear. You know what? Why don't you guys go ahead and email me, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Or you can call in live on the air, 323-203-0815. But now is not really the time to talk about individual New Year's resolutions. If you want to, you can email me those. If you have a question or anything, please feel free to call in right now. We'll talk about that. But the point that I'm trying to get to, the whole idea that I'm stressing on, isn't that a paradox?
Yes.
Is the fact that, you know, all these people have these New Year's resolutions, and the reason why Doc and I just told our New Year's resolutions is, okay, we have these resolutions, we know what we want to do, but how in the world are we going to follow through with them? I ask myself, how am I going to exercise more, right? Well, then you think to yourself, well, just get your ass up and do it.
Right, just do it.
Just do it. But then I'm thinking to myself, oh, but I can just do it, but that means I'm going to have to give up watching TV.
Oh, no.
You know, because I work. I get up. I work during the day.
Yes.
I have a 9-to-5, right?
Right.
I work during the day. I have a 9-to-5. I come home. All I want to do is hang out with my beautiful, amazing girlfriend.
Yes.
And watch TV and go to sleep. That's it.
Yeah.
That's what I look forward to. But that means that I either have to wake up at 6 in the morning so I can exercise. Or that means when I come home from a long day at work, I'm just going to have to find the willpower to put my shoes on and go.
Hmm.
So what I'm saying to you guys, it's all about making excuses. Like, how many excuses can you make for yourself? It's so funny how there really is a little devil and a little angel on each of our shoulders.
Right.
It's amazing. It's true, though. It's true. And we don't notice it until we define it.
Right.
For example, you know, something that you know, here we go. Exercise.
Right.
There's the devil on your shoulder that goes, oh, but man, you've had such a long day at work. Just hang out. Just hang out.
You relax. Know,
have
yeah.
a smoke.
Oh,
hang
God.
Out.
Yeah.
Have a smoke. Chill with your girlfriend. Go for it. Go home.
Have a double cheeseburger for
have
dinner.
Have a double cheeseburger and a cigarette. Do it. Do it. I dare ya. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then there's that angel that's like, well, you're trying to eat vegan, you're trying to do good, you know, don't have the double cheeseburger. And come on, man, don't smoke. You don't need to smoke. Go exercise. Come on, Dave, go exercise. I'm like, okay.
How do we do that? How do we get to that little angel?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
You recognize and you understand that little angel on your shoulder, right,
yeah.
is you trying to excite yourself. Okay.
Okay.
That devil is that part of you in which, now it's not that I want, see, and this is something, now folks, write this shit down. I think this is pretty fucking monumental if you ask me. Excuse
okay.
my French.
You speak a lot of French lately.
People get so focused on like what they want to do and what they don't want to do. Like, well, I don't want to exercise, even though I want to. I don't want to. I want to because it's good for me, but I don't want to because I'd rather do this. No. That's not the way we should be looking at it. The way that we should be looking at it is that little devil on our shoulders is what's holding us back from not getting excited. Not, I don't want to do it. The devil on the shoulder isn't you saying, I don't want to do it. Well, what is the devil? I just don't want to do it. No. The little devil on the shoulder is the you that's not allowing yourself to to be fully excited about getting healthy.
Right. That makes a lot of sense.
Right? And that angel on your shoulder is that excitement. That angel isn't this aspect of you that is just wanting to do it for to be healthy. Like, oh yeah. Well, what makes you want to be healthy? What the excitement. Excited. I'm excited to be healthy. I'm excited to stop eating meat. I'm excited to stop smoking cigarettes.
What's the payoff?
What's the payoff?
Yeah.
Is it you're so healthy. You're so excited. You think clearer. You feel better. You manifest better. The science of attracting more of what you want and less of what you don't is your backhand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because you have a clear clarity, clear idea of what excites you, what you know is good for you, and making what's good for you exciting. It's all a vibration. It is all a vibration. It's all a level. It's all a frequency. You can have a frequency where you know eating healthy is good for you, but you choose not to because it's more fun and it's cheaper to eat bad, right? Yeah. That's a vibration. That's a frequency. That's a choice. Each vibration is a choice. Each choice is a vibration. So that's a choice that you're making. Okay, well, I'm going to make this choice not to eat healthy. Why? Oh, well, I can find an excuse. Why? Because it's more expensive. Okay, then don't eat as much.
Right.
Change it. Eat healthier, right? Okay. I want to quit smoking because my lungs hurt when I breathe and I can't walk up a flight of stairs without panting. But I love smoking cigarettes.
Right.
Okay, well, make the choice, man. It's a vibration. And here's the key. On each side of the spectrum, there's, right, what's good and what you know is good, but you continue to do the bad. It's what is true alignment with yourself, what I like to believe. What is true alignment with yourself and your consciousness is when you find excitement in what is good for you. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, there's no contrast. There's no fighting. There's no sides that are fighting with each other. Because when you're a smoker, right, you're fighting with yourself. You're like, shit, I want to smoke this cigarette, but I know it's bad.
Yeah. That's a powerful addiction that you have to, you know, overcome.
It is. Yeah. When you're a bad eater.
Yes.
I fucking love the McDonald's. Oh,
I had the most incredible double cheeseburger yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Loving every second of it.
Right? Right, but then once there's this perfect alignment between, right, I love healthy food. I get excited to eat healthy food. I'm using this as the example. And I do. I have made that shift. Within my consciousness, and I have aligned that aspect of myself with the smoking and the eating.
Yeah, I'm really
happy. I get excited not to smoke.
Good for you.
Those times when I see somebody smoking, or like, you know, my father will occasionally have a smoke. He smokes cigars, right? Mm. And when he has a cigar, when I see him having a cigar, I look at that. And when I did smoke, I used to be like, oh, that looks great. Mm. When I smoked, I was like, oh, I want a cigar. See, that's one vibration.
Uh-huh.
But in that vibration of when I did want a cigar, I was battling with my other self, which was saying, David, don't have that cigar. You know that that's bad. You know that causes cancer. You know that you don't want it. Your true self doesn't want it. It does not serve you. But the ego serves me, right? But then I've shifted that into all of a sudden when I look at my father smoking a stogie, I think, well, that's his choice. I don't want that. I see what it does and I don't want it. I get excited. I get joyous over knowing that I don't want it. And all of a sudden, my body is invigorated over the fact that I'm not smoking because I'm happy for myself that I'm not smoking. And all of a sudden, because I'm not smoking and I'm happy for myself, that inspired me to eat healthier. I don't want to eat meat. Why? My own thing. I think I feel better. I think it's healthier, right? I don't want to eat processed food. No GMOs. No process. No preservatives. None of that. No. Thanks. It's not even good for me. It's a choice. You know what? It's good for everybody who chooses anything. You want to eat McDonald's every day? Good for you.
Thank you.
You want to eat it, you know, you want to eat at a all-vegan restaurant every day? Good for you. Whatever suits you. But it is about being in alignment with yourself. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you from experience, Once you are in full alignment with a certain aspect of your being, you change. You change for the better. I changed hardcore for the better. Totally. Everything. My thoughts changed.
Good for
I started
you.
Dressing differently.
Yeah.
I did.
Good for you.
I did.
You look healthy to me.
Thanks, Doc. But that's just what I'm saying. It's a whole level of understanding, and it's a whole level of aligning with yourself, finding excitement in doing the things that you want to do for yourself and following through with them, therefore creating 2013 as the new you.
That's right. That's well said. Something that I always say at the end of my show is take care of yourself first.
Right.
And then you'll be great for others.
Yes.
And some people call in and say, that's narcissism. What I'm talking about is a very difficult thing to achieve, which is taking care of yourself, love that which you are, or at least like who you are.
No, love.
It's hard for people to get there, but love that which you are, because it all starts with exactly what you're talking about. Taking care of yourself mentally. You don't have to become necessarily, you know, take a huge leap and cold turkey.
Right.
Smoking. Cold
turkey. No, no, no.
You take it slowly, but take care of yourself and be okay with yourself.
Right.
And forgive yourself.
Right.
And that will help you in turn take care of others and forgive others. So it's very similar. My teachings or my concept of what, you know, you're saying. It's very similar.
Thanks, Doc. I want to read this paragraph really quick. It's amazing, and it's the fundamentals of what we're talking about today. Well, many people are often curious about why they keep attracting the same thing over and over again. Listeners out here, I know that, you know, as I'm talking to you, you say, well, I keep thinking to myself that, well, I am rich, I'll be rich, but I'm not rich. Mm-hmm. Why am I attracting the same thing over and over again? Dave, this is not working. Well, many people are often curious about why they keep attracting the same thing over and over again. They are absolutely certain that they are not sending out anything negative, yet in a specific area of their life, negative experiences keep showing up. This happens because they are sending a negative vibe non-deliberately, simply through their observation of what they are currently getting. Let me explain. For example, and this is so monumental. If you open your wallet and don't see any money, by observing that you're not seeing any money in there, you're now offering a vibration of lack, of fear, or some other similar negative vibration. Although you're not doing it on purpose, you're not purposely opening your wallet, you're not saying, well, I'm going to look at my wallet and look how little money I have. You're doing it deliberately. You're doing it without even thinking, oh, I only have a dollar? Like I was talking about earlier. You open up your wallet, you look at you, I only have a dollar? You are going to attract lack. You're going to attract a fear of not having enough money, right? It doesn't know what, listen, the idea is, although you're not doing it on purpose, the law of attraction is simply responding to your vibration and giving you more of the same, because it does not know what action you're taking that it is causing you to generate this negative vibration. You might be remembering or predicting or daydreaming, or in this case, just merely observing. So what we're asking you to do is fine-tune your, as Dr. Michelle says, reactions. Watch what you're reacting with.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
When you look in your wallet and you only see a dollar, thank you, universe, thank you, creation, for that dollar. How abundant I am. I know that there's more on the way. Leave it at that.
That's good. I like that.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, guys, this has been a phenomenal episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. I want to thank the one and only Dr. Michelle for coming on the air with us.
My pleasure.
You really are the best, Doc. You really, really are the best. Make sure to check out Dr. Michelle every Friday at 11 o'clock on the couch. Channel 1, LATalkRadio.com. Always know that Dave's Good Vibration Station is sending you unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter. If you guys ever need someone to talk to, want to shoot us an email, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. We love you guys. We fill your Sundays and the rest of your weeks with only the highest vibrations in the universe. Remember, attract what you want and less of what you don't. Through love, light, positivity, belief in oneself, and belief in love. Love you guys. Bye.
Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chillin' on the moon with the guitar, spittin' phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missin' y'all. And all the silly games like, when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other until the end of this rhyme. At least that's how it seemed, that everything was fine. When we used to chill at mom's, get drunk and blaze. But I guess that was just another phase, like selling X or getting laid. But now I have to work to get paid. Not that money really matters in this life. I mean, right? Not that money really matters in this life. Not that money really matters in this life.